We are starting to figure out just a little bit what this football team is all about as 2013 comes into focus. Hello, everyone. Dave Spadaro here inside the studio, joined by NFL Network's Brian Baldinger, who provides his perspective. And, Baldy, I got to tell you, the media going crazy over Chip Kelly's practices, very enjoyable stuff. And at this time of the year, you kind of get a sense, Brian, don't you, of what this team might be all about?
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, the identity is going to be how they run the ball and from the formations and at the speed of what they do it. That's the strength of this team. They've strengthened the offensive line. I mean, I think that's really going to be the foundation to all of this. I mean, you know, all the changes that are taking place and the breadcrumbs of information we're kind of picking up as we go along here, Dave. I mean, I think that's the final result is that who's ever under center, they're going to be handing the ball off to some good backs behind a really good line.
Are you suggesting here that we could see a philosophical shift as dramatic as 180 degrees from Andy Reid's philosophy to Chip Kelly's philosophy offensively?
I'm not suggesting it. I'm telling you, it's what it's going to be, Dave. You know, if you look at the three young teams that all made the playoffs last year with young quarterbacks, Washington, Seattle, San Francisco, they led the league in rushing in that order a year ago. And I think, you know, the way that with all of the machinations and all of the intrigue that Chip Kelly has created since he's gotten there, that ultimately is their identity. I mean, I think they'll run the ball as much as 50% of the time this year. It's going to be that dramatic. So, yeah, it's going to be a complete departure from what we witnessed over the last 14 years.
Brian, I thought the NFL was firmly entrenched in throw ball, that the defensive rules made it such that it was so difficult to defend against the passing game. What is bringing back this run-first mentality?
Well, it's not so much how much you throw, because this is what happened to the Eagles in the prior regime. It's how effective you are when you do throw it. Now, yes, the rules have changed, but also, you know, with the spread offense, with the quarterback having to be accounted for, with optioning off great players, a DeMarcus Ware or Clay Matthews in this league, finding out different ways to run the ball. That's really what's going on right now in the college. The college game is the think tank for showing you that you can do this. And then the problems that you have trying to stop it. I mean, everybody in the playoffs said, well, you know, you stop Colin Kaepernick from running the ball, you're going to stop the 49ers. Well, he ran for 173 yards against the Packers, and they were still chasing him. So, you know, RG3, you know, you just put him out and you'll stop him. Well, wasn't that easy? And so we found that as a lot of these formations last year started to change and evolve to back the way they played football back in the 40s and the 50s, it's not that easy to stop it. And it's not that it isn't just looking at three games of tape and figuring out a defense to stop it. I mean, the Belichicks of the world are having a fit trying to stop some of this stuff.
Brian, what's your read on the signing of Felix Jones, adding him to a talented backfield that includes LeSean McCoy and Bryce Brown and Chris Polk?
Well, I mean, I think immediately it's competition for the backup running spot. I mean, Felix Jones was the first-round pick. He was the 22nd pick in the draft. He's had a hard time staying healthy. He's never run behind an offensive line like the Eagles possess this year. In fact, last year in Dallas, the Cowboys ran for the fewest yards that they've ever run for in their history. You know, and it was a broken offensive line, and Felix Jones and DeMarco Murray, they couldn't stay healthy. So, but Felix Jones is a talented back. I mean, he's a home run hitter. I don't think he's lost any speed. He just hasn't been able to stay healthy. Now, you know, I mean, if I'm Bryce Brown, I'd be a little nervous. If I've laid the ball on the ground, if I've fumbled the ball, that's not going to be tolerated at any position this year. To me, it's just more competition. And while Bryce Brown showed a great deal last year, I think Felix Jones is healthy competition for the backup spot.
You keep mentioning the offensive line, Brian, and that gets me so excited because I really hoped going into the draft that the Eagles would address the O-line. They did, obviously, with Lane Johnson. And as we've talked before, this has a chance to be not just a really good offensive line, but a great offensive line.
Well, you're right, Dave. I mean, if you go back to the end of the 2011 season, the second half of the season, that line came together with Peters and the rookie Kelsey and Evan Mathis and Todd. I mean, that line was very, very good. You know, LeSean McCoy runs for 17 touchdowns, and during that year, all of a sudden, they became a good short yardage team. They became a good goal line team. They ran the ball when they had to run the ball against the Cowboys to run a, you know, a four-minute drill and run out the clock. And, you know, it all fell apart with the injury to Jason Peters last year. And the first guy I talked to at the OTA on Monday, the very first person of any coach, general manager, player was Jason Peters. Because when healthy, he's one of the top 10 players in this league, and you can legitimately build a game plan around his ability. He was just that dominant 2 years ago. And if you add Lane Johnson, and he's going to figure it out, and he'll be in there at right tackle before it's all over, I mean, and Kelce will get healthier and probably back to 100% here pretty soon. I mean, this has a chance to be dynamic up front. And when you can move the line of scrimmage, when you have guys physically that can change the line of scrimmage, that can move it, and then you start adding in the Chip Kelly component of getting the ball into the perimeter, into the alleys, with guys that are 330 pounds that can run like Jason Peters, to me, that's the most exciting thing about this team right now.
Brian, Chip Kelly, the coaching staff, they've been very sure not to suggest that any of the quarterbacks has an advantage over the other one. Do you see this as an even quarterback competition right now? And when would you guess that this decision would be made on who starts?
Well, I would think by the third preseason game for sure, you know, if it would get that far, that they'll make a decision. I think, you know, it's open to the standpoint right now that, you know, there's just so many reps out there in practice. You're practicing against air. You're not in pads. I mean, you could just run a lot of plays right now. And you have a 90-man roster. So, I mean, everybody can get these reps right now. You know, it's a competition from the standpoint, you know, what are they like in the board, at the classroom, in the film room, you know, walkthroughs on the field. All those things, it's pretty, you know, it's equal. But will it be equal when all of a sudden you don't have unlimited reps and you've got a preseason game with how many meaningful snaps behind the starting offensive line, because that's what you want to see? You know, and then it starts to get shortened. So in my mind, I just got to believe that Mike Vick is the front runner. Unless, I mean, to me, it's just his job to lose. If he can't handle the new offense, if he can't make the decisions at the speed of which they have to be made, then I think maybe Nick, possibly Matt, you know, could get involved in the competition. But if I'm Mike Vick right now, I just take a stranglehold on this thing, regardless of how they split the reps up right now, and just show that, A, I can learn this offense, B, I can master it, and C, I'm your guy. I mean, Mike's got the experience, and, you know, the offensive line crumbled before the season started a year ago, and, you know, he knows he's up against the finality and the twilight of his career, and he's trying to try to extend it. I think you're going to see the very best of what Mike has to offer.
Brian, what are the three kind of questions, big picture questions you might have at this very early point about the Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, I mean, you know, how quickly can this team become a team? Because anybody can put players on the field, Dave. Anybody can fill positions. But at what point do guys start believing each other? I mean, you know, you're in that building. It never came together the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. Now, winning has a lot to do with it. But at the same time, you've got a new approach, a new staff. At what point do they feel this camaraderie for each other? I mean, that's the biggest thing. Secondly, I know the team is bigger and stronger than they've been. Are they going to be tougher, though? You know, and not just physical toughness. Will they hit and will they tackle better and wrap up better? But if they're down 14-0 in the first quarter, Dave, I mean, do they just hang their heads? Or is this team that's going to fight? That type of mental toughness. Or if they lose a star player, I mean, I don't even want to mention name because I don't want to jinx anybody, Dave, but if you lose a star player, a guy you're really counting on to an injury, you know, are they just going to be able to overcome it the way good teams like the Ravens did a year ago? And so that'd be the second thing. And then the third thing is, who is going to be the quarterback? You know, because at some point, that's what the focus is going to be. And so who does get the job? And when you get the job, are they looking over their shoulder when they have the job, or is it their job? So, I mean, those are the three things I'm looking at.
Yeah, there's just so many questions, so much fun. Are we accurate in saying here, Brian, that the rest of the NFL world is tuning in as well and taking a look at the Eagles?
Oh, I mean, it's story number one in the league right now. It really is, because You know, so much of New England's success last year was Chip Kelly's offense and the things that they took from it, the speed, the communication. And so, you know, the Patriots said, you know, they ran more plays than anybody else in the league, and now Peyton Manning is, he's trying to figure it out, and he's like, well, how do they communicate all this? And he's trying to figure out how I can get seven more plays to game in, because that's another touchdown drive for Denver if they can do it. So there's that. It's, you know, what can he do what he did at Oregon? Of all the coaches that have been hired, including Andy Reid or Gus Bradley or Mike McCoy, I mean, more people are looking what Chip Kelly is going to do. And the fact that it's sort of been so under, you know, underneath the cloak and dagger at this point, that, yeah, I mean, I think it has an incredible intrigue from around the league right now.
Great stuff. Hey, Brian, thank you so much. We're having a great time down here figuring it all out and going along for the ride.
Me too, Dave. Yeah. I look forward to sharing it with you.
Yeah, man. Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, we thank you very much for joining us inside the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.